Okay.
Okay, so give me your name and affiliation.
Okay, I'm Rose Brewer. I'm a part of a delegation from the United States, Grassroots Global Justice. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, representing an organization called AfroEco.
Jerome Scott from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm with the same delegation, Grassroots Global Justice, and I represent an organization in the States called the League of Revolutionaries for a New America.
And I'm Susana Almanza. I'm also with GGJ, but I'm here representing the Southwest Network for Environmental and Economic Justice, which is a binational network. And I'm also with the grassroots organization Poder in Austin, Texas.
So let's start with you. Why did you come here?
Well, I came here to work on the different issues to see what are the things that we can work in solidarity and how can we work across not just regions but nations and countries. How can we work in solidarity to change a lot of the negative impact that is happening to us as human beings?
And has this been successful?
Yes, it has. I think we've networked with quite a few people looking at, for one thing, just looking at how the bailout crisis is not just impacting the United States, but how it's impacting all over. And then when we're looking here in Guatemala, how it's impacting the Guatemalan people, when you look at their exports to the United States and how that's then going to cost the jobs. I've already cost 50,000 job losses here because of the American commerce that is here has laid off all the people. And then, like I say, with the import, and then already 30,000 Guatemalans have been deported from the United States. So we need to see how can we work in solidarity because the crisis is not just in the U.S., it's all over.
And how would you compare this farm to other farms?
Well, for us who are monolingual, having the Spanish language has been a challenge, but I think it's also important for us to get out of our own comfort zones. And it's been a very informative forum, especially the issues around free trade. These are issues that sometimes have been addressed, but it's been very clear here that both south to south and south to north, fighting against FTAA and being somewhat successful with that, getting to understand ALBA, which is perhaps another possibility. In the sense that it's so palpable because of our connection to this area of the world, I think it's been a little bit more meaningful than the World Social Forums for me.
Jerome, I wanted to ask you what you thought about the politics of the forum. Is this going in the right direction, and what kind of lessons are we learning here for how to take social movements in the United States? Is this a good way to be taking social movement organizing?
I think it's one way, and it's really the best way that we have right now, because we know that we're fighting a global enemy, and therefore we're going to have a global movement. And before we can get to global, I think we could be struggling now to get to hemispheric unity. So that's why this is really critical social forum. And in terms of the direction of the politics, I think it's going in the correct direction. You know, there's a lot of anti-capitalist talk here. There's a lot of pro-socialist talk here. And so I think in general it's going in the correct direction.
Okay, is there anything else you guys want to say?